We're doing the Navi Yeshaya, and the Navi had described how Hashem would gather Israel back into the land. We're up to what they call the 40th chapter, the 17th Pasuk. And the Navi had described how Hashem b'chazak yavo, Hashem will come with great force, and Hashem will repay His people for being faithful to Him. Hashem will repay those that were righteous for being righteous. The Navi says, Hashem is telling you something which is hard to believe. All these years, centuries of the Jews being downtrodden, can you really hold on to the hope that Hashem will take us back? The Navi says, well, Hashem knows exactly the measure of the waters. Hashem made the heavens with His pinky. Hashem knows the measure of how much sand there is on earth. Hashem knows the weight of all the mountains and the hilltops. Hashem is the one that masters the wind. So Hashem has decided to reveal to us what's yet to come. So yes, we can hold on to that hope. All the nations, the Navi had said in Pasuk Tetvav, Kemal Midli, they're but a drop in the bucket. Yes. And they're like the little bit of dust that's there on the scale. Don't worry, the fact that you seem outnumbered, to Hashem that's nothing. Hashem is more powerful than all that. Pasuk Tetzain, we'll go back a Pasuk. Pasuk Tetzain, Ulvanon. Hashem is so awesome that even in the great forest of Lebanon, now in the north, in Lebanon today, there is actually tremendous, tremendous growth. The vegetation there, it's a beautiful part of the land of Israel, Lebanon. Right now it's under Lebanese rule, right? But Ulvanon, and the great forests of Lebanon, all their trees, there isn't enough wood there for the fire of Hashem's altar. And even though there are many animals grazing there, there aren't enough animals there to offer sacrifices before Hashem. All the nations next to Hashem, they're like nothing. Opposite Hashem, the nations are like nothing. They're like emptiness, like a vacuum. Because the Navi is talking to the Jewish people as they're headed into the long exile. The Navi is saying, you're coming back. You will be rebuilt in the land of Israel. But they have to contend with thousands of years of being put down by the nations, where the feeling is, the power in the world is the nations. Where's God in all this? Hashem says, but they're nothing. To you they seem huge, but to me they're nothing. Hashem says, who can you compare me to? What form can you give and say, here is God? Hashem doesn't fit into any form. You can't give form to Hashem. He is greater than all that. You want to make an idol? That a charash, that a craftsman made, v'tzoref mazahav yirakeinu, and then you bring in another craftsman to adorn it with gold, u'tukot kesef tzoref, you bring in another smith, a silver smith, and he will make nice chains of silver. So that's going to be a representation of Hashem. Hamsukan teruma. Person is mesukan, like the word miskin. A person is impoverished from giving enough donation. It's lo yirkav yivchar, and he'll choose himself a piece of wood that's strong enough that won't rot. Harash chacham yivakesh lo. Even if he goes and searches for himself the best craftsman, the smartest man, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, come. Make me a painting. Make me a sculpture. No. Lachin pesel lo yimot. He says, build me a sculpture that won't fall down. Haloteideu, halotishmahu. God says, don't you know? Haven't you heard? Halo, halo. Ugad Meirosh Lachem. Didn't anyone tell you? Hallo Avinotem Mosidot Haaretz. Don't you understand the foundations of earth? I created the whole planet. You're going to make a picture of me? You're going to make a picture of me in some little idol? Hayoshev al chug haaretz. God says, you know, I'm sitting over the heavens, and the heavens envelop all of earth. Hayoshev al chug haaretz. Chug haaretz is the round encompassing of earth. So Hashem says the word chug comes from the word machog. Machog is when people dance in a circle. So chug is like chag. What is chag? Chag is a holiday when people dance in a circle. So the term Hashem, so to speak, is above all of space that encompasses earth. Hayoshev al chug haaretz v'yoshevei hakachagavim. But the inhabitants of earth are like, what are chagavim? Grasshoppers. The Ribbon Shalom says, you know, when you go on a plane and you look down and you look at all those little creatures moving, and they're, you know, they're humans. The Ribbon Shalom says, well, I'm so high, you guys down there are like grasshoppers to me. Hashem has spread out the heavens as though he was spreading out cream. He spread it like a tent for humanity to sit under it. Hashem says, I spread the heavens over you. You want to give me a form? Okay, we have... Benny, give me a minute. I'll... So Hashem is saying, don't compare me to anything. Don't try to give me form. And you, the people of Israel, don't give up hope, because I'm with you. And all the nations, as awesome as they seem, they're like nothing to me. Hashem is going to continue with this metaphor of who are you trying to encompass when you create an idol? But we're out of time. We'll pick up here with Hashem either next week or the following week.